Hey everyone, welcome to This Lesbian Ship is Intense. I'm Katie.
And I'm V.
And we're going to have a very somber and emotional episode today because we wanted to take time to honor Naya Rivera and why
Yeah, I'm
am I
already
fucking. Okay.
crying too.
Honor Naya Rivera and Santana Lopez and what they meant to us, and get have an opportunity, like V said to me before this, to tell someone we never got the chance to tell what they meant to us. And we want this to be a space for us to deal with these feelings because people in our real lives just don't understand it. And to give our friends on here that feel similarly a space to grieve with us if they need it. We're probably not going to do much editing to this one because it's too emotional and we just want to have this space. Before we start, I want to say, a lot of what we say is going to be about Naya's legacy. But I fully understand and recognize that she would probably, as much as she understood what it was and what she did, she would give it all up to be here still with her son. And I would give it all up too for her to still be here. So we fully recognize that Naya is a living, breathing human with a real life and a real family. And please, everyone, respect them and their grief and respect the cast and their grief because they knew the person. We knew the actress and we knew who she was professionally. We got to see parts of her because parts of who you are professionally is you. But we didn't know her personally. They did. So please give them that space.
I think that's a really great distinction to make. And I think coupling off of that is it doesn't make our grief less real. And I think that's something that I've struggled with is I feel foolish. I feel silly for being as emotional as I am. And Dana Pacioli, I hope I'm saying her last name right, tweeted something about fandom. And it just kind of made me feel very validated in my feelings. And while I think that our feelings are valid, I also recognize that what we are grieving and mourning and what she meant to us isn't, it doesn't fully encapsulate her as a human being, you know? And I think that sometimes in wanting to commiserate and share, that fans can sometimes overstep boundaries. And so I just do think it's really important to respect those who lived with her and knew her and are going through their own grief.
Yeah, and something I've been thinking a lot about is, I've been sad when celebrities died before. But I've never felt it this bad before. I've never actually felt like I was grieving a person, a celebrity that died, like I have been with Naya. And it is actually hard for me to contextualize that, because I think many of us are probably in different states of how we've grieved in our lives. Some of us have had a lot of grief. This might be some people's first real feelings of grief, losing Naya and what she meant to them. And as someone who lost someone in my life very suddenly and very tragically, I sat here and I thought, how could I knew that person and grieved that badly. How can I feel this grief about a person I've never met before? And so when all this started, I was telling myself, like, well, it's fine. It's fine. You can deal with this. You've experienced worse. But then, like, as things evolved and I started to realize, like, when my mom died, she knew very little about me. And the person that I felt like did know that part of me was Naya. as I felt like I couldn't tell anybody who I was or what I was going through. And I would hear Naya as a person that was in it. Like, people don't understand what things were like when Glee aired. Like, if you went to school, there were no gay people. Like, it was, you had like the one Kurt Hummel, and I'm not diminishing his importance or anything, but like, that was it. Like, you didn't feel connected. You didn't feel like you were real or valid. And to see Naya in a time where pretty much any other actress, at least that was doing something mainstream, would be like low key homophobic or really off put or avoid talking about things. She fostered us. She took us under her wing and said, I see you and I'm going to fight for you and I want you to be treated with care and love and compassion and complexity. And like, I feel like that's something that I really took for granted at the time, even though I was appreciative now as an adult who's lived a more realized life. She changed that for me.
Yeah, it's actually in reflecting on why I've been so emotional about her passing, beyond the fact that it's tragic. It's completely tragic the way that she passed.
It's
But
not something you can understand because it's that tragic. You're not meant to understand it.
and beyond the sadness over just the how she passed away. But I started reflecting on why I felt so impacted by this, because typically I'm the kind of person who doesn't cry for celebrities. I enjoy their works, but they're people I didn't know. I only knew their works. And I realized now how much Santana meant to me. And there are just things that I've reflected on. You know, Santana and Brittany were not the first WLW ship that I saw on television, but they were the first ship that I shipped knowing that I wasn't straight. And that's a really important moment in my life. I didn't really think about it until recently that Santana's demeanor, her relationships with her family, her personality really resonated with me in a way that I didn't recognize. I think that probably most people who listen to the podcast probably think that I'm like a happy, bubbly person, which I generally am. But I've struggled a lot with anger, and being very impulsive and being very fiery and short-tempered and hot-headed. And I just personally think that that is like my life's like the thing I need to work on is I need to work on managing my anger. I need to work on being more patient and understanding, and I try to. And so seeing Santana on television lash out at people in this like angry way and like be snarky and all of that, and then to like learn about the insecurities that are there within her and what she's struggling for herself, I think just really resonate with me, because I don't think that people would look at me and know what's happening for me and what caused me to be angry and to lash out when I was younger. And people don't know what my happiness hides in my adulthood sometimes. And so I think in reflecting on that, I'm realizing more and more what Santana meant to me. And I think that makes it more acceptable for me to be feeling the feelings that I'm feeling.
Yeah, and there's something in that time of the world and what Brittany and Santana were able to do because, I felt in a different way a similar feeling to Santana because I just felt like I had this giant burden on my shoulders. And I didn't lash out with anger. I reacted in isolation. So I would just keep everybody at a distance for, I don't know. I really can't even figure out why I did. It was maybe fear, but also I value the people in my life so much. It was like this feeling of letting them down or disappointing them or feeling like I lied to them or betrayed their trust as a person who holds that to the utmost esteem. You know, there's so many feelings like you don't understand. And like, I push everybody in my life away, but what I had was Brittany and Santana, you know, and there was a lot in the power of the way Glee was structured in that, because it touched on those deep, innate feelings that we all felt, but it also had levity and joy and all of these other things that made it that escape. And what was so powerful, and honestly, I think this is why so many of us are struggling with Naya, is she lived with us every single day, not even just in the show that we would watch once a week or watch several times in a week after it aired. We listened to her songs all day. You know, we heard her voice. Glee was revolutionary in that they would change pronouns to the songs. And, you know, we would hear her pain because she was such a talented performer. And we would hear her joy and we would hear her talent. She brought everything to that. And, you know, that really becomes a part of your life.
When you started talking about the music that she sang or the songs that she sung, immediately I thought of Rumor Has It, that mashup. I thought of, is it called Blackbird? The song that she sings to Brittany in the choir room or the classroom. I think it's called Blackbird or maybe Bluebird or something like
she
that.
She sings when they break up. Oh, Songbird.
Songbird. Is that what it's called?
By Fleetwood Mac.
So like those two songs like immediately come up for me, like, and I would agree with you 100%. I think that she exudes such raw emotion in her singing, and those songs made me so emotional. And, you know, I can't remember. I'd have to like look at a damn calendar and timelines and stuff. But I wonder if those songs made me emotional because they spoke to me and maybe some fears around my coming out that I wasn't even acutely aware of. What I do remember being aware of in shipping Brittany and Santana was that I had broken up with my boyfriend of like 6 years and was terrified of like that feeling, which I think some people experience, of like, am I in fact gay? Like, is this real? Or do I think that I am? And then I've just made this huge mistake. And I mean, I was very depressed for like 2 years. It was really hard because I was very confused and I don't know what was happening for me. And Brittany and Santana just brought me so much joy. Like, it's the first time I got onto Tumblr. It's where I found community and didn't feel really alone in this like feeling of like, am I gay? What does that mean? What does that look like? And my biggest fear was that I had thrown away my future. I had thrown away a husband. I had thrown away children. I had thrown away an easy life. And even though there's like ups and downs and levity, like you said, within the show, it showed me the joy and the excitement of like dating someone and like having those ups and downs that you experience when you're really into that person and not just dating them because you should be, you know, like even that was an exciting feeling for me. And yeah, I think that their relationship was just really fundamental to me being able to look forward to what life could bring me as a gay woman and not just succumb to the depression of what had I given up.
Yeah. And, you know, like I think a lot of people have that experience of falling in love with their best friend. I didn't have that. I mean, we're pretty tight and I love her dearly, but I was never in love with her. But what that relationship represented was a love that I wanted and could have one day, because, you know, I had no concept of what that looked like. Like, I knew that I was gay watching the show and I was not at ease with it by any means, but I knew it. But like seeing them together, it made me feel like, okay, this will be okay. Like, this will be okay. You can do this. Like, that is good. That is happy. That is something you should be proud of. Even if I wasn't ready then, it gave me the steps and the tools to get there. And, you know, it's just, and so much of it was because of Naya and Heather. They were both very supportive of it. And, you know, it changed the game, I think, for so many of us. And finding that community of shipping them, like, that's where we should be grieving. Not directing it to cast members, but with that community that we formed, because they helped shape this experience for all of us, because, you know, that's where I saw other people that were feeling just like I was, not just people who were like, I'm gay and I'm proud and that's it. And while that is so important, when you're not there yet, sometimes you can feel like you'll never get there. Like, I'm always going to be in this place forever and be destined to suffer. And finding this group of people that felt similarly to me was so empowering, because I felt normal. I felt like my feelings were actually real and not this, like, psychotic break I was going through. And, you know, I remember, like, following people in the fandom that swore, like, oh, I'm just straight and I love them, and then watching them throughout the show actually come out and come to terms with themselves. And I'm not saying anything against the people that are straight, but, like, that it really had that power, and it affected us all at different stages, but it affected all of us that way.
I'm trying to think about the progression of Glee and their relationship. I mean, because it really started out with this kind of throwaway comment, and I was very new to, I mean, obviously, because I was coming out with the show. So, like, I was new to this concept of shipping, and I wasn't really big on social media back then. And so I didn't pay attention to a lot of the things happening behind the scenes. I think I'm losing my point. I think my point was, I was curious in how many other televised WLW weddings were there when they got married? I mean, I don't know. I don't expect you to know.
I don't remember what year Callie and Arizona got married. But that's the only one in that same time frame that I can think of.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I can't really remember. And, like, at that point, I know that I had, like, a lot of frustrating feelings around Glee. But I think that part of what I was going to say earlier was that I hear that Naya was a big advocate for that storyline continuing. And along with fans fueling the flames, we really went from that throwaway comment to an actual relationship that culminates in a freaking marriage. And I think that's a really big deal. And I think that that's really important, because one of my biggest concerns in coming out was that I'd thrown away marriage and a family. And here I am, married, and who knows about the babies. But getting to see that, I think, is so important for people.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about Naya and Heather, I mean, she was an advocate too, but, you know, we started off as the butt of a joke. Like, oh, let's make some funny lesbianic jokes and that's it. But, you know, those of us craving to see something like that, that meant so much more. And the fact that, how old was she? Fucking 22 years old. She saw that right away and understood that in us. And she always said that this is not a joke. This is people's real life, and it is important. And I don't think she did that for any self-servicing purpose other than being, like, a genuine human being who understood that power, as probably in a Afro-Latina woman who struggled to see herself. And when given that opportunity, she latched onto it. And I don't know that this will ever be acknowledged, but we fucking remained the butt of that joke through fucking maybe until season five. We were never treated the same. They would always make like jokes, like, we remember, and that's why a lot of us have really complicated relationships to Glee, because we were attached to the characters but had some problems with the show. But Naya never did. She always stood true to Santana and what she meant and what her purpose was, and wanting her to be this complex person that got all of these things in her life. And in the face of that environment, to not just go with the wind but hold true to that, I think that says so much about her character.
Yeah, again, I didn't consume a lot of information and media for her as an actress and as a person, but I have been reading some articles and, I mean, quite frankly, lamenting that I didn't pay more attention to who she was as a person during the show and what she did for Santana. I think that my mourning is not only for the care, I think my mourning is for the character that she portrayed and what that meant to me. And then I am mourning the feelings around the fact that I don't know if I will keep that. I don't know if I'll keep it in the podcast or not, but like Naya and I are the same age. Like, it's devastating to think this could be it. That she won't see anything forward. That her last act was to save her precious child. And I think that's where my grief comes in. It's not just the character, and it's not truly the person because I don't know her, but it's the tragedy of someone who is so meaningful to have been out doing something enjoyable with a loved one, and to have no expectation that that would be it. And that's just really hard for me.
You
And I
know,
think,
oh, I'm sorry, keep
no,
going.
go ahead.
I was gonna say, that's what I've been struggling with, because after the sudden death of my mom, and then there's been like a lot of other sudden death in my life in the several years since, any sudden death is extremely triggering to me, because it just reminds you like you're at the fate of the world. Like, your humanity is not guaranteed, your life. And like, after I got through the intensity of the grief, even though it lives with me forever, I told myself, like, you have to stop waiting for things. You have to stop saying, I'll do that sometime. You have to stop just going through the motions to get through things. Like, you have to live. You have to do what you want to do, because you don't fucking know what's going to happen. And to be in the middle, I think, of a global pandemic makes that tragedy feel more heavy for all of us, because we don't know when we can go do that. We don't know when we'll be able to do those things. And to think, I'm close to Naya's age, and to think that of all the things I didn't do that I wanted to, there has to be an endless list for her as well. Like, it's just fucking horrific. Like, there's no other way to describe that.
It's just unfair. I mean, every loss, you know, somebody grieves, and I mean, death is just a, it's just a sad thing. And I think I just wanted to kind of also point out with regards to grieving, earlier, and you and I were discussing that you and I take a very different approach to this, which is, you know, you're diving headfirst into all of this stuff because exposing yourself to it feels as if though it will be beneficial and part of your healing process. Whereas I am just running. I am trying to be as MIA on social media. I am trying not to read articles until I feel like I'm in a space that I can. And I think I just want to speak to that because I think especially like I want to speak to those who are feeling but don't want to share or don't feel like they can share or they don't know what to say. I just really hope that you can find community in listening and grieving at your own pace. I'm really glad that we're doing this because were we not doing this, I don't know how I would be processing my grief. And I think that this is just kind of also a display of what fandom can mean. You know, a ship brought you and I together as friends. Mm-hmm. It created this podcast, and it is now giving me the opportunity to talk to somebody who gets where I'm coming from. And were I never engaged in fandom, and Britannia is where my engagement in Britannia started, had I never pursued fandom, how alone could I feel in the world? Because I have friends, but they're not in not enmeshed in fandom by any means. And so I haven't talked to any of them about how I'm feeling about this because I don't think that they are even aware that this is a thing. I don't think that they're feeling anything that I'm feeling. And I just keep going back to how important fandom is.
Yeah, you know, I have people that know that I loved it, but I don't think they really understand, and I don't expect them to. But, you know, and they're sad too, the people that knew and participated a little bit, but I don't think they truly feel the same way because they don't feel like Santana and Naya was a part of their life, like so many of us feel. And I think, you know, a complicated feeling might be like, you know, after Glee, I didn't follow her as much. I moved on to other things. And, you know, should I still be feeling this way? And the answer is like, yes, you fucking can, because she was a part of you. And it's normal to move on and live your life and enjoy things and be happy with things that are actively happening. But that doesn't change what anybody meant to you or what they did for you. It doesn't change that at all. And, you know, I've been immersing myself because, you know, after going through the grief of my mother, which took a whole year before I even felt like a human again, I don't ever want to feel like I'm, and this is just my personal life experience, it's not judgment towards anyone, but I don't want to feel like I'm not living each day. So a part of that for me is having to just dive in and move through this, because I thought I was going to avoid it. When everything started and she went missing, I was like, you're just going to keep that separate as a part of your history and feel sad. But as things progressed, I quickly realized that was denial talking. And this has been extremely hard for me because, you know, I didn't know her, so it's not affecting every single second of my day. But I think about her every single day, multiple times a day. I don't like silence because I go to the very tragic moments of her passing and I can't live there because she deserves to be remembered in the way that I truly loved her as a human. And so, you know, I've been able to watch like a lot of her performances and like a lot of her comedy, which was the most genius shit she ever did on that show, and feel joy and feel like connected to that beautiful person that I saw. I can't watch any of the sad stuff, but that stuff I've been able to really connect with and feel like this is this was a beautiful person that deserves to be enjoyed. But it doesn't negate the fact in the down moments, like I feel so much sadness, and I think that's okay to go in those in-betweens, to go to those points where you're laughing because you really appreciated this person, and also go to the sadness because you really appreciated this person.
Yeah, my goal is to be able to watch some things because, like you said, I think about her every day. Stupid little things, which is funny because she is wasn't a person in my life, but something will happen that will make me think of her, or I will go on a social media and I'll see something, and I keep thinking of like scenes from Glee that are hilarious, and I keep hearing her singing. And it's beautiful, and I really want to watch those clips. And somebody on Twitter responded to Heather's Instagram post where she said, like, I wish I had saved these Snapchats, and I didn't. And fans save everything. So someone created a thread and was like, here they all are. And you know, I have such limited exposure to Naya as a mother with her child, and she looks so happy in like the thumbnail, and I want to click it. And I want to watch it and I want to see her joy. But it's devastating to me to know that no new moment will ever be captured. And I can't press play. And I want to get to a point where I can because I want to enjoy that. And I want to see that because I think it's worth remembering and it's worth experiencing. And I'm just not there yet. And that's okay, it just takes me a while. I've been slowly reading the beautiful articles that have been written by those in fandom and some people that I don't recognize from fandom. And so I just, yeah, I'm gonna take my time with this. I'm not gonna judge my grief. I'm just gonna accept it and just keep going along.
Yeah, I can't watch any of the videos of her with her son. It's just, I feel like right now I have to live in a strange way because I know I didn't know her, but live with the person I knew, which is more tied to Santana. That feels like more comforting. If I dive into like the actual person and what is lost, that feels really too fucking heavy for me. Because just I think about her son, and as a person that's an adult that lost their mother, like it's just not right. Like there is it's unfathomable. Well, to me, and to just see on the fucking thumbnail how she would look at him. Oh my God, it's so unfair. And she's a person that was so much more than any category to people, But for her family, she was the person. She was the daughter. She was the sister. She was the mother. And even for her child's father, like she was the mother of his child that he now has to raise without her. Like it's just so horrific to think about what they're experiencing because of a fucking tragic accident that I have to live more in the space of what she gave us, what she gave our community. Like Santana Lopez changed the fucking scope of television. It was Santana. She was so complex and had so much depth to her, and she captured audiences with a fire that can't be explained. Because of her complexity, she is a one-of-a-kind character that can never be replicated, no matter how hard they try, because it wasn't the words on a page. It was Naya. Naya, whether fortunately got that character at the start of her career. And she made her what she is because she made sure that her ta talent couldn't be denied. And when you look at it that way, it really does fall all down to her that she's had this impact on this community.
Yeah, I'm just I'm grateful to have experienced her talent and all that she gave through Glee. Yeah, I don't know what I'm there is something else I want to say, but it's what I want to wrap up with. But I think that I'm just grateful to have experienced Naya in the capacity that I did. I'm severely sorry and sad for the family and friends who lost not just the actress, but the human being, friend, whatever she was to them. And I don't know if I have much more else in me. I don't know if there are other things you want to hit on.
I thought about, I don't think I'm going to, but I thought about, maybe talking about some moments that just from our memory we enjoyed or some songs we really loved, but I don't know that I have that in me. But I will say this about that. I waited every week to see Santana on my screen. And Britney, but Britney unfortunately didn't get the same love and care in regards to her identity. They didn't really ever let her explore that. Even if it was felt with more levity, I still feel like we should have got to experience that. Until maybe the final season, they really got let her have those moments when they got married and leading up to the wedding. But Santana, we felt all of that. And so we got to live with it and experience it over years. And so, like, I just felt this innate connection and adoration towards that character. And so I just waited every week for the scenes because I knew Naya was going to deliver either the best punchline, the best vocal performance, the best emotional performance. Whatever it was, I knew it. Like, I believed in her. I felt so connected to her. Every week, I was like waiting for the songs to be released to see what parts Naya would sing so I could listen to her voice on repeat, and to think about, like, I remember when Dance with Somebody came out by Whitney Houston, which is one of my favorite songs that, Naya and Heather sang together, and they changed the pronouns in that song. And for it to be a song by Whitney Houston, this like living legend and powerhouse performed by another powerhouse, I just remember being in my room before the episode even aired, just like playing that song and repeat on repeat because it felt like I was heard, or I just felt so connected with the world and at peace with the world when I would listen to that song. And that's a power that you really can't attribute words to that she had with us. And I think that's why this grief feels so enormous.
I was curious, was I Want to Dance with Somebody such a big gay hit before Glee? Because I wasn't really gay or out prior to that. Do you have any idea?
I really have no idea because I wasn't tied to the community that much. So until, after Glee or during it. So I loved it before Glee just as a human, but with the show, I feel like I've developed a really strong attachment to that song, even to this day, even the original version, like I still think of that. And I get the same feeling today. Like, even if I'm in the fucking grocery store and that song comes on, I get that same feeling that I got when I heard Naya and Heather singing it.
I agree 100%. And the reason that I was asking is because I feel as if though I hear it or heard it very frequently when I would go to the bars or like to a club or something, and I very often was at a gay bar, and so that song would come on and everyone would start dancing, and immediately the visual imagery in my head is of them in their outfits on Glee and Santana singing the song. And it brings me such joy. And I love the original with Whitney Houston. I think it's amazing. I also love Naya's rendition of it. But the emotions that I feel are 100% from Naya's portrayal of Santana and her relationship with Britney. It gives me such a levity and excitement and happiness that I experience every single time I hear it. And countless other songs will immediately make me think of Glee, primarily of Santana songs, because she's the character that I most related to, in so many ways. And yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was just power in everything that she did, and the show had some ups and downs. I think Santana probably had the most consistent development, but I feel very grateful now, looking back, that they did give us that really happy final season, where we got to see them get engaged and plan a wedding and eventually get married. And they probably got the most depth of a storyline they've gotten the entire previous seasons combined. But I'm really grateful that at the end of this, Santana, I think, would always be my number one character forever, anyway, whatever happened to the show. But to be able to now sit back and know that this character got everything that she deserved, it somehow brings me some sort of peace as well.
Well, speaking of peace, so this is the thing that I had wanted to say at the end, which was I just want to express my gratitude to you specifically, to fandom, and to anyone who is listening and allowing me to make space and put my feelings out there. I struggle a lot with putting my feelings out into kind of a public space. I don't mind sharing with those that are close to me, but I struggle with like tweeting about the things that I feel. And I struggle about like making like an Instagram or a Facebook post about how I feel. I feel as if though it's almost gratuitous, or as if though I'm doing this for attention kind of thing, which I'm 100% not doing. And so I frequently will hold things in because I don't think it's appropriate for me to express that. And I appreciate the space to talk about this with you and for anyone who is listening to receive what I am sharing. It makes me feel as if though I'm expressing myself in a way that I'm not kind of inserting myself into a space that I shouldn't be, if that makes sense. And so I just really just want to express gratitude for fandom. When I was finding myself, a fandom that has been there with me through some really difficult times, that has brought me joy. Fandom that I look forward to being engaged in long, like well beyond into my years when there are younger people saying, "Why the fuck are you still here?" it all starts with Britannia. And I'm drinking right now, and I just feel like with like a drink, like I just feel like giving a toast. You know, not like a verbal actual toast, but it's just like I just feel like, you know, it's like pour one out, that kind of thing. And it's just, and you know, as I take a sip, I'm just thinking about to a life that was beautiful, that meant so much to so many people. And I think what has been really important for me in feeling as if though I never expressed to Naya what she meant to me, because I thought, who am I to bother her? Like, what does she care about me? I'm a person she doesn't know, and I'm not going to take up her time to tell her what she means to me. and feeling that regret, even though like I didn't know her. Someone tweeted something and said, "Don't you ever for one second think she didn't know what she meant to you?" And they posted something of her. And I'm glad that she knew because I never got to say it to her. And that's just where I'm at.
You know, I was thinking really hard because I've been really reading a lot of the tributes to Santana because I feel like Naya, even though she was loved and appreciated, never got her fucking due when she was on the show for what she was doing and what I felt. And reading these articles now, I wish it wasn't now, but I'm glad she's getting it and getting what she deserved. And an article I read last night really resonated with me because it talked about how Santana was like, could have been like a stereotype in many ways, but she was also just unusual and weird and couldn't be placed in a box. And, you know, whether it was just the gay storyline, or whether you were a Latina, or whether you were black, or whether you were Afro-Latina, like there was something in Santana that connected deeply with all of us. Like Naya and Santana, she was a bitchy cheerleader, but she was completely unique, and that was mostly because of Naya. And that's why, at the core, Naya and Santana Lopez is part of so many of our generation's soul, because she was all of us. This one singular character of Santana Lopez was the voice of our generation, whether we were the weird nerdy girl or the popular cheerleader. She was all of us, and the only way a character can be that is if the person playing that truly gets it and understands it. And Naya did. And I really have learned through my grieving process that you have to feel your feelings and you have to express them and deal with them however you deal with them, but you have to feel them. Because they're real, and you have to not care what people think because your individual person has to keep going. And so I want all of you to please feel valid in how you're feeling about Naya. And I also want to thank Naya for loving us, for believing in us, for never being ashamed, because I don't think I realized how much that part of her meant to me while I was still ashamed. And now that I'm not, I realized how big of her that was to take a stand at that moment. And because you know, it taught me what community can really be. And I'm really thankful to have this community to grieve with and be together right now. And I want to know, I want Naya to know that her legacy, her richness, who she is, will be here forever because of us. Because we'll never let a person like that be forgotten. And I really, really send all of my deepest sympathy to her parents, her siblings, her cousins, her aunts and uncles, and her friends, because friends are a part of your family. at different parts in your life and to her son. And I want to quote this tweet that Vanessa Lindsay's from the show shared, because as a person
I
that's
haven't
really
heard this yet.
really struggled with grief in my life, it's a statement that really resonated with me. And although she wasn't a friend, she was someone who mattered to all of us. And a friend shared this with her. There's nothing like losing a friend, the family we choose. You'll never forget her, and that will make some days really hard, and other days so much better. Grief is the price we pay for love, and it will never seem fair. And it's not fair, but we loved Naya, and I think it's okay that we all grieve over the love that we shared.
That was good.
So we're probably all over the place, but thank you all for listening if you stuck with us. I'm gonna be around if you want to share with me too your feelings on Naya and Santana, because I really enjoy it. It might be on my own pace, but please feel free to continue to build up that community with us. And with that, I think we'll end and say, rest in peace and power, Naya Rivera. You'll never be forgotten, and you'll forever be loved.
Yes. Yeah. I second that. Thank you to all you meant for us. That's it.
Talk to you next time, guys.